You're listening to New Technia. A recyclable stretchy yarn could make elastic clothes easier to reuse. MIT engineers have made a polyethylene-based elastic yarn that can be melted and respun without first separating its core and sheath. It retained comparable strength after 10 recycling cycles, but the material has not yet been proven in mass-produced garments or real collection systems. Stretch gives sportswear, socks, and fitted clothing their comfort, but it also makes many garments hard to recycle. MIT engineers have now demonstrated an elastic yarn whose two layers come from the same chemical family, allowing the material to be melted and spun again instead of chemically pulled apart first. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers made a core sheath yarn from two polyethylene-based materials that combine stretch with strength. Why does it matter? Conventional elastic yarn commonly mixes spandex with polyester or nylon, a combination that is difficult and costly to separate for recycling. What is the catch? The team tested yarn and repeated melt processing in the laboratory, not full garments moving through a commercial recycling chain. Key number. The yarn was melted and respun 10 times, and its recycled sheath fibers remained as strong as the original sheath yarn in the researchers' mechanical tests. Why stretch makes recycling difficult? A typical elastic yarn has a springy spandex core wrapped in tougher polyester or nylon. That pairing delivers the feel consumers expect, yet the polymers cannot simply be melted together into equivalent new fiber. Separating them can require added chemical processing, cost, and energy. The scale of textile disposal makes that design problem more than a laboratory curiosity. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates that 11.3 million tons of municipal textile waste went to landfill in 2018. While only 14.7% of all textiles in its dataset were recycled. Better fiber design cannot solve consumption and collection by itself, but it can remove one barrier at the material level. One chemical family, two different jobs. The new yarn uses polyethylene-based materials for both parts. One resin forms the elastic core, while a stiffer formulation becomes the surrounding sheath. Although their mechanical behavior differs, their related chemistry means recyclers do not have to split the yarn into incompatible streams before heating it. The researchers heated resin pellets to about 350 degrees Fahrenheit, drew the molten material through small openings into hair-thin fibers, and used industrial spinning equipment to wrap the sheath around the core. The resulting yarn stretched in a way comparable to a commercial elastic yarn. Polyethylene is already used in products ranging from bottles and bags to pipes. It is a thermoplastic, so heating can soften or melt it for reshaping. The innovation here is not the existence of recyclable polyethylene, but the engineering of two compatible grades into a yarn that attempts to reproduce both elasticity and toughness. What the recycling test actually showed. For the recycling demonstration, the team melted the material and spun it again through 10 cycles. After each round, researchers stretched fibers until they broke and measured the force required. The recycled sheath material retained mechanical performance comparable to the original sheath yarn. There is an important detail. After recycling, the recovered material can form new sheath fibers, which can then be wrapped around a newly spun elastic core. The experiment therefore supports repeated recovery of a large fraction of the yarn, but it does not yet establish an endlessly closed loop in which every component keeps exactly the same function forever. What would have to change in the real world? A recyclable fiber matters only if garments can be identified, collected, sorted, and processed at useful scale. A polyethylene garment could still contain dyes, finishes, labels, zippers, or other fabrics that complicate recovery. Manufacturers would also need to prove comfort, durability, washing performance and safety across years of use. Economics will be decisive. New yarn must compete with mature spandex supply chains, and recyclers need a dependable volume of compatible feedstock. Clear labeling or digital product information may be needed so the material does not disappear into mixed textile waste. Before we overstate the result, the work demonstrates fibers and yarn, not a mass-produced garment tested through repeated wear and washing. 10 laboratory recycling cycles do not establish the cost, energy use, or yield of an industrial process. The yarn alone cannot create a circular system. Collection, sorting, and contamination remain unresolved. What happens next? The MIT team says the formulation can be scaled to industrial-sized spools and plans to move toward knitting and weaving. Independent testing will need to compare finished fabrics with conventional stretch textiles, including how they feel, age, and survive laundering. The takeaway is practical rather than magical. Clothing becomes easier to recycle when recyclability is designed into the fiber from the start. This yarn offers a credible material blueprint, but its environmental value will depend on whether manufacturers and recyclers can turn the laboratory loop into an affordable real one. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.